Milky, TT 2011, no Hutchie this year. Connor getting back to health. Guy, not sure where he's at. Can it be as good as last year?
Oh, without a doubt, without a doubt. Any of the top 10 can win it. I mean, all the boys have moved ship and, you know, all moved camps and stuff, so they're all out to prove a point, and I'm sure it's going to be red, red hot. Red, red hot.
So who's your tip?
Big bike, I would say John. No one's pushed him to the limits yet. I'm sure John could probably do 135 if he had to. You know, if someone gave him a real good race, he could up the limit. I'm sure he's probably on the best bike in the grid. He's on the bike that he rides at World Endurance, so he's had loads of time on it. He knows the bike like the back of his hand, so he's got to be favourite for the superbike and the senior.
He's got a quick teammate, though. He's getting better and better every year.
Yeah, Keith Moore, a little angry little Scotsman, do you know what I mean? You can't dismiss Keith, you know, and he's chasing his heels, so, you know, Keith's going to be there or thereabouts, so... Like I say, anybody of the top 10 really can be there. You know, you got Michael Dunlop that's charging hard. You know, he's a right little hard charger and stuff. So he's in the works, Kawasaki as well. So he wants to win a big bike real bad, big bike race really bad. So he's on the case. You've got Cam Donald. He's got a point to prove. Gone back to the old Wilson Craig tech camp. So he really wants to win, to obviously, because he's had a couple of bad years there at Relentless. So he's got a real big point to prove. Bruce as well. He's moved from the Relentless team to Padgett's. He's on it. He's probably, I would say, my favourite for the small bike, for the 600 and the Super Sport, for the Super Stock. I would say Bruce.
What about Ryan Farquhar on the Stocker?
Yeah, Ryan always rides the Super Stock bike really well, really, really well. I mean, he's riding brilliant on the Irish roads. He's on fire. No one can touch him. So he just needs to... There's something always funny. You know, he wins every Irish road, and then he always seems to struggle at the national, you know, the international races. But I'm sure, you know, Ryan's definitely got the capability of doing it, and, you know, he's riding really, really well. He's got good bikes under him. He's going to want to win it as well.
And what about the man the crowd have come here to see this year, Guy Martin? Can he finally, on arguably one of the best bikes, can he do it?
I think so. You know, Guy, you can't dismiss Guy. He's there. He's got the speed. It's just purely whether everything fits on the right day for Guy, I think. Do you know what I mean? Everything has to be right for him. If everything's right for him, I think he'll be on it as well. So, you know, the big bike's a bit of a brute. The Suzuki, I think probably the Honda's probably a little bit better than Suzuki, maybe. I don't know. I just think maybe the Honda's the better all-round package. It's a proven package and stuff. We can win races around here, so Guy, you never know. You never know. I'm sure, you know, when he pulls his finger out, because come race day, he'll be charging hard.
Another man who seems to be high up the sheets, and we don't really know a lot about him, to be honest. He's been coming here for a while. What about Gary Johnson?
Gary Johnson's riding really, really brilliant on the British Super Sport Series in the UK at the moment. Last year, he actually came here with a bit of an injury. He crashed testing tyres at Cartagena and did a bit of damage to his knee. So, actually, he wasn't really fit last year on the Suzuki when he was here. So, this year, he's gone to East Coast Racing. He loves the team. You know, he loves the bikes. Back on a Honda. And he's riding really, really well. And, you know, he could be a dark horse as well.
And what about the track here? Because, obviously, on the Isle of Man, we've had the winter from hell, if you like. How is it out there?
It's brilliant. Honestly, I've just been out tonight for a lap round, and the course is immaculate. I mean, the boys have done a really good job. The high board have done a really good job of fixing all the roads up. It's lovely. It's a proper racetrack.
You're in charge, of course, of the newcomers. You've been showing them round. We've got a high-class newcomer this year.
Yeah, I mean, all our newcomers, basically, it's like applying for a job, really. You have to have quite a good CV, do you know what I mean, before we'll take you. You know, we can't... If you just come from, you know, I don't know, back of nowhere, and you want to ride it, you know, it's not going to happen, but... So you have to have a good CV to come. So we select them, and generally, as a rule, they all go well. So hopefully they'll just go out well. There's no pressure on them. They just want to have a ride around, enjoy it, get back safe, and then come back next year, go faster, and then hopefully then the third year they've got in the situation of getting in the top three, or maybe even a win. So.
And this Saturday Superbike race, you're backing John, are you?
Yeah, I think you'd have to be foolish not to. As long as the bike keeps going, I think. He'll be there at the top of the leaderboard when he after six laps.
And on three wheels, can anyone get near Claffey?
I don't know, Tim Reeves is a good rider. He's on fire at the moment. He's riding really well. The bike's on fire. He's set the lap record at the last two races, the British Championship races he's ridden, so he's riding well. And, you know, maybe it could be Tim's year. You know, he's been here long enough now. He's up to speed. I don't know. I think if I was a bit of a betting man, a bit of an outsider, I think I'd go for Tim. I mean, it was a bit unfortunate that the Birchall boys had a missed year last year, because they're a quality act as well, and I think if they'd got on the pace last year being here, they'd be right up to speed. But I think they just lack a little bit of course knowledge as yet, so maybe the boys would be good for next year. But yeah, Claffey's got to be the favourite again, like you say. He did the business last year, he's confident, and I think he's going to probably do the business again this year.